Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the board meeting. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press star, then zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, Chair Barbara Flynn Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Grace. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome to the August 27th special meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. I've called the special meeting under Section 5A of the Environmental Protection Act because today we do have to consider public business. I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent. Consistent with the governor's August 21st, 2020 disaster proclamation issued in response to the coronavirus disease or COVID-19, as well as Public Act 101-0640, effective June 12, 2020, the board conducts this special open meeting by teleconference. This platform means that members of the public may listen to the entire board meeting, and if they wish, they can also speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. Before we proceed, please note that this meeting is being audio recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act and to ensure that any public remarks given this morning can be documented and filed away with the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Here.
Member Palavos?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Here. We have four members, so we are ready to roll. No announcements today, so we're moving right into public remarks. This is the portion of the meeting that is reserved so that members of the public can comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Operator Grace, will you come back and tell members of the public how they can participate?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to make a comment, please press 1 and then 0 on your telephone keypad. You may withdraw your comment at any time by repeating the 1-0 command. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you wish to make a comment, please press 1 and then 0 at this time. And I don't have any comments in queue at this time.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll then move on to our next item, which is the approval of the August 13, 2020 board meetings. Member Palavos moves to approve the minutes. Is there a second? Seconded by Santos. Is there any discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Chair Curry?
Aye. So we have a unanimous vote. I'm 4 voting yes, none voting no. The minutes are approved. And then on to today's agenda, our first rulemaking is R19-1, a final order for an adopted rule. Member Santos.
Thank you. On June 18, 2020, the board adopted a second notice proposal for a PSD permitting program. At its meeting on August 11th of 2020, DACAR issued its Certificate of no objection to each of the six parts involved in this rulemaking, subject to agreed changes. I move the draft opinion and order adopting these rules and directing the clerk to file them with the Secretary of State.
Seconded by Member Carter. Is there any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say aye, opposed say nay.
I'm sorry. Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Chair Curry?
Aye. So 4 voting yes, none voting no, the order is approved. Next is R20-8, and this is a consolidation of R20-8 and R20-16. Member Palavos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This draft order adopts amendments to the Illinois Hazardous Waste Rules that are identical in substance to amendments adopted by U.S. EPA during 2019. The board also includes limited non-substantive amendments and corrections the board finds are necessary. I move the draft order.
seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, vote aye. Opposed, no. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next is R20-21, and this is the cross-connection control device inspectors of public water supplies, and it's mine. So IEPA filed an emergency rule on April 10th of this year, and the purpose of the emergency rule was related to COVID-19 in that the deadline for cross-connection control device inspectors to file their renewals needed to be extended. Unfortunately, the 150-day duration of an emergency rule would have expired before the proposed renewal dates. Therefore, the board moves forward with a general rulemaking on this topic. Our first hearing was held on June 18th, second on July 13th. The board adopted a second notice order on July 27th. At its August 11th meeting, JCAR issued a certification of no objection to the proposed amendments, subject to a handful of non-substantive changes, which the board includes in the final rules. So today we adopt the final amendment to the CCCDI license renewal period, extending the deadline for renewal in order to prevent job loss and to ensure that CCDIs remain licensed so they can monitor Illinois' public water distribution systems. The deadline for renewal will run now from August 31st to October 30th. I move adoption of the order. Member Santos seconds. Is there any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have... Yes,
Member
sorry.
Carter.
Aye.
Member Palavos.
Aye.
Member Santos.
Aye.
Member Curry.
Aye.
Chair Curry.
All right, so we have 4 ayes, none voting no. The order is approved. No adjusted standards, so we'll move right into administrative citations. We are now entering the order of Santos. The first administrative citation is AC20-7. Member Santos.
Thank you. On July 14th of 2020, LaSalle County timely filed this citation alleging that the respondent had violated sections 21P1 and P3 of the Act. The respondent did not file a timely petition to contest the citation, and I move the draft order finding the alleged violations and assessing the statutory penalty of $3,000.
Seconded by Member Carter. Is there any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, we have 4 voting approved. Now we go into adjudicatory cases still on the order of Santos. Our first case is PCB 20-92, a proposed settlement. Member Santos.
Thank you. On June 17th of 2020, the people filed a 2-count complaint alleging air violations by the city. On the same date, the parties filed a proposed settlement under which the city neither admits nor denies the alleged violations, but agrees to pay a civil penalty of $8,100. The board published notice of the proposed settlement on July 19th of 2020, but did not receive a request to hold a hearing. I move the draft order accepting the settlement.
Seconded by Carter. Is there any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say yes. Opposed, say no.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, we have 4 voting yes, none voting no, and the order is approved. Next is PCB 20-94, another proposed settlement. Member Santos.
Thank you. On June 22nd of 2020, the people filed a 3-count complaint alleging air violations by Equistar Chemical. On the same date, the parties filed a proposed settlement under which Equistar neither admits nor denies the alleged violations, but agrees to pay a civil penalty of $120,000. The board published notice of the proposed settlement on July 22nd of 2020, but did not receive a request to hold a hearing.
I move the draft order accepting the party settlement.
Seconded by Member Carter. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say yes, opposed say no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palabos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Chair Curry?
Yes. Again, we have 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next on the docket is PCB 20-95, another proposed settlement. Member Santos.
Thank you. On June 25th of 2020, the people filed a 2-count complaint alleging air violations by Valid USA. On the same date, the parties filed a proposed settlement under which Valid USA neither admits nor denies the alleged violations, but agrees to pay a civil penalty of $7,000. The board published notice of the proposed settlement on July 21st of 2020, but did not receive a report. I move the draft order accepting the party's settlement.
Seconded by Member Carter. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say aye, opposed nay.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Chair Curry?
Yes. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next is PCB 20-99, another proposed settlement. Member Santos.
Thank you. On June 30th of 2020, the people filed a 4-count complaint alleging air violations by Master Graphics. On the same date, the parties filed a proposed settlement under which Master Graphics does not admit the alleged violations but agrees to pay a civil penalty of $34,500. The board published notice of the proposed settlement on July 27th of 2020, but did not receive a request to hold a hearing. I move the draft order accepting the party settlement.
Seconded by Member Carter. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk, please call the roll. All in favor, vote yes. Opposed, vote no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Chair Curry?
Yes. On that vote, 4 voting yes, none voting no, the order is approved. The next item is PCB 21-11. It's another proposed settlement. Member Santos.
Thank you. On August 17th of 2020, the people filed a 1-count complaint alleging air violations by Benedictine University. On the same date, the parties filed a proposed settlement under which the university the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $3,000. I move the draft order accepting the complaint and directing the clerk to publish a required notice of the proposed settlement.
Seconded by Member Carter. Is there any discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Chair Curry?
Aye. The ayes have it. The order is approved. And the next item is PCB 20-12 and 21-12 and 21-13. And I know Member Santos would like to move the two items together. They are both tax certifications. Member Santos, assuming there are no objections, anybody object? Hearing none, Member Santos, to you.
Thank you. In both of these cases, the Illinois EPA filed a recommendation that the board certified specified facilities of wind production as pollution control facilities. Based on the Illinois EPA's recommendation, wind production applications, and the board's own review, I move the two draft orders certifying the specified facilities as pollution control facilities.
Seconded by Member Carter. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. We have no other items on our agenda today. Member Palavos moves to adjourn. Seconded by Carter. Any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. So again, unanimity. All in favor of adjourning, four yes, none voting no, and the motion is approved. So the ayes have it, the motion is approved, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much for your patience and for your help.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Barbara.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T Executive Teleconference Service. You may now disconnect.